Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Right now, it's time to visit with our friends from Dairyland Seed. Going to visit with Chad Burcham. And Chad, last time I think I saw you was several months ago, and I think we were sweating it out at Minnesota Farm Fest. Good to see you made it through the summer.
Yeah, that was down in Farm Fest area. Yeah, that was a good show, but it was hot.
Well, let's talk a little bit. Obviously, you were kind of in that the Wheaton area, western Minnesota. You got into South Dakota. Now, Dairyland Seed reaches way out there, but that's kind of your core neck of the woods. So how was the growing season? I know that there was some challenges, but I think a lot of folks ended up with some really good years with Dairyland Seed.
Yeah, we had some really great yields in my area. Actually, remarkably well for no rain in some areas when you're dealing with only 4 inches of rain in the whole growing season, and you get that 160 to 180 bushel of corn is pretty impressive.
Did all the corn get plucked now? Is it off into the bins? Because, gosh, it looked, I thought it was going to be an early harvest here, but then we kept getting annoying rain after annoying rain after annoying rain after fog after, and so crops got hung out there for a while. I've still had some folks say that there's a few cornfields out there yet.
I haven't seen rain anywhere around my area. You go a little bit further west of me, you get out in the Dakotas further west, you'll find some corn out there, but they're having problems moving around the bushels because they do have a glutton of corn out in that country.
Well, we talk a lot of with a lot of folks, and Dairyland Seed is a hot seed, and part of the reason I wanted to get you on, because ordering for next year, not to say that you don't have everything, but things are getting tight because it's popular products that we need to talk about here, and maybe we should start with soybeans first. What do you want to tell us there?
Well, I think if anybody's really having some bad cyst problems, I think we got to start looking at the Pea Kings for sure. We've got a new 585 Enlist bean, which is just doing phenomenal work on the cyst, and it's yielding very, very, very well. Because if you put that bean into a non-cyst environment, you're usually not going to have much yield out of it. This one here is really showing us a lot of promise in the Red River Valley area, and that's a DSR 0585 Enlist. It's got the Pea King behind it, it's got the salt, it's got the high yield behind it, it's got everything that we need. That's probably one of the best beans out there, as I'm saying, for the early side.
I'm still trying to get a gauge of what's going to be the popular product next year, if it's going to be soybeans, not individually, but are we going to see corn grow, or are we going to see soybeans grow? I'm actually hearing more that it's probably going to be soybeans than corn.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing too. There's a lot of guys, they want to keep their 50-50 rotation, but the price of corn is, hopefully it's dropped out and it's done and it's going to be coming back up. So, yeah, I think on the bean side, I think we've got a couple of really good numbers. Our old 920s are really shining. They were probably my best bean in my whole region for being a 0.9 bean. They environmentally hit everything perfect as it goes with drought, flowering, pod setting, everything.
And that's not to say that corn is still not going to be a major player, because it is. But we just wanted to kind of put that out there, because everybody always has a little bit, you know, they change how much they're planning to this and that and trying to ride the wave a little bit. We do want to talk about some new corn seed as well that's going to be coming out.
Yep, we got a new 2612. We got 3159. We've got some early varieties. If you haven't bought them, you better get your name on them, especially if the Q, if you're looking at the rootworm corns. You definitely need the queue. You better have your name on it soon, because a lot of that is already getting sold out on the early side.
And I guess that was going to be part of my next question, is recommendation. Obviously, we're talking here, we're getting into the early portions of December, but I wouldn't probably wait till 2014?
No, I would definitely not. I'd make sure you get your name on the seed that you want, just to make sure you get it.
The other thing I was going to ask you about, and I know I haven't visited with Keith for a little bit, but there were some specials on right now. Are any of those continuing, or is it straightforward right now, or what's going on there?
We're pretty well straightforward on a lot of our cash is probably the best in the industry. You know, we're 12% until the 15th, so we're good shape there. And then, you know, our prepays are probably the best in the industry, I should say. And our John Deere Finance and our Rabo. You know, we're 0% with 4% cash back until December 8th. So if you're working that program, you probably should get out there and get signed up on that. Get your name down and get your seed under your name.
Well, we talked corn and soybeans, but you guys have other seed as well.
Well, yeah, we're definitely we're still a player in the alfalfa industry, and we still have the alfalfa lines that we are going to carry as of now. We'll see what happens in the near future, what's going to happen with them. But we still, anything you buy and plant of ours is still warrantied by Dairyland.
And we did finally get some rain. I did hear positive things about alfalfa and just how that progressed throughout the summer.
Oh, yeah, the alfalfa's been... It struggled there for a while this summer, but it's actually popped pretty good, and this was a nice thing to have this rain to actually bring the reserves back in it and kind of bring it back to life.
Chad, as far as contact information, or we talked about some different products that I think folks will definitely want to check out in the Red River Valley here, the Dakotas, in Minnesota, what is the best way for them to find out more information? Go to Dairyland Seed's website, contact somebody?
Yep, just go on to DairylandSeed.com, and you can get any of our DSM contact off there, and we can get you hooked up with a dealer, or however you want to do it. You can just check that out, and that's where we're at.
All right, sounds good. Chad Burch, Sales Manager for Dairyland Seed. We'll take a break. We'll be back with more Farm Talk coming up in just a moment.